Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter, at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show in front of the show, Coach Braxton Harris on the Boss Man Show. Things at Campbell, the Fighting Camels. What's up, Coach? How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, great to see you again, man. Appreciate you having me back on. Man, I always following what you're doing, man. You're growing this thing every year more and more.
Yes, sir. I'm trying every day. Like you said, we always say brick by brick, trust the process. It's working every day, man.
Amen.
I'm asking you about this opportunity at Campbell, Coach, man. What about this opportunity to come coach the Camels in the CAA and the other coaches that led at the conference, man, after a good year? He's just used to Christian with 5 wins and getting that thing going in the right direction. What about Campbell that's like saying, hey, this is about for me and my family to come here and see what we can do with this thing?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think you hit a lot of the things already in that piece. You know, one of the big things as a football coach is what I always look for is vertical alignment. From a university standpoint to an athletic director to a football program, right? And with Campbell going into the CAA, you know, I'll be honest with you, I think pound for pound, I think it's the best conference in FCS college football. And when you surround yourself with the best, well, then that's the standard, right? And so we want to be around that piece. And so for me, it's always been the desire to surround myself with great people. Our athletic director, Hannah Basemore, she and I have a great relationship. She's one of the few people that she's going to find a way, right? And she's just like me in that spot. Doesn't mean the answer is always going to be yes, but you know that you got an AD in your corner that's going to back you and that wants what's best for our student athletes, and she does that. And Dr. Creed, our president, he's the exact same way. And so for me, man, if you get a chance to work for an AD and a president that see the value of college football and that want to take care of kids and do things right by our kids, man, that's invaluable right there, man. And so for me, it was a no-brainer. We loved our time here, and we feel like this is a great opportunity. Man, I feel like Campbell's just beginning this process, man, because we've only been playing football since 2008, and so the future's pretty bright around here, and the future's untapped, and we get to go and explore that piece.
How cool is it to be in Carolina, where you can go to South Carolina, Virginia, DMV area, down here to Georgia, Tennessee, and go Florida, and get three regional kids who fit what you're looking for in your program, who fit what you want to have for their mindset, their mentality, their character, their integrity that will help build this Campbell Fighting Campbell's football team, maybe one of the powerhouses in the CAA?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, the recruiting footprint, you just nailed it right there. I mean, we're really focused on these first couple of years. We're really focusing on Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia, right? The kind of four touching states is kind of our footprint. And as you know, in this piece, man, there's a lot of football players in those four states right there. And then there's a lot of football players, but that we also believe there's a lot of young men and a lot of football players that are good football players, but they're also going to come to Campbell. And they're going to see the value of a private school education, right? We got to be able to teach young men to use football. Don't let football use you, right?
Yes.
And so we got to be able to find the young men that go, man, I want to get a private school education, whether I want to go pre-pharmacy, whether I want to go in the business department, whether I want to go extra sports science. And I get to come to Campbell and I get a great degree and I get to play Division I college football at a high level in that spot. And so, you know, for us, man, we always kind of joke around about it around here is we think being able to take the education piece with the Division I college football is kind of like taking chocolate and peanut butter and you put it together and you got a Reese's, and they ain't nothing better than a Reese's, man.
100%, Coach. I'm a living example of it, Coach. Hey, football to business. My degree's
That's
in business.
It.
I have a radio show for the past how many years that I'm building every day. So you see young men out here, I took my education and applying now after football. Football gave opportunity to do what I'm doing now.
That's right. And that's what we're looking for, man, is we want guys that when you pick up the phone, you call them and they understand what the value that Campbell education brings. They also understand, like you said, I mean, you nail on the head, the opportunity that the CAA presents is to be able to compete against the best in this piece. And, you know, that's the important is who you surround yourself, right? You've always heard the saying, if you surround yourself with five highly successful people, you're going to be the sixth. If you surround yourself with five low performing people, guess what? You're still going to be the sixth in that spot. And so we believe here at Campbell, we've surrounded ourselves with high performers, and we believe that we're going to be able to be the next one in that piece.
And Coach, how is it now with this era of transfer portal, trying to build a chemistry with a team where you have guys who play well for you may get poached by FBS schools and trying to replenish that every year, keep the chemistry going and culture going? Because I know that's kind of like a one-year team now. More so than, it used to be that anyway, but now more so than ever, it's a one-year team and how to get those bonds, the chemistry now, kind of always re-recruit your guys every day now.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the game has changed for sure in that piece. You know, I think it goes down to I think there are business elements of college football, right? I don't think it's all a business, right? I still think it's about kids. I think it's still about caring about people. I still think it's about the relationships like you talked about. I'll be honest with you. You know, we are very honest with our kids. We had a conversation with our team before the transfer portal opened, and I just was transparent with them. I said, hey, some of you guys didn't sign up for me in this piece, and you may not feel like this is a great fit for you. We want you here. We want this group of guys here. But the thing we asked them to do is to try to teach them how to handle themselves, like you talked about, in a business aspect. Communicate with us. Talk to us. Tell us what you're looking for. Tell us how we can help you in that spot. And I think that's where college football, from my end as a football coach, has got to be able to change. Just because a kid hops in the portal and sees what's out there doesn't mean he's a bad kid or he's this or that. We have to understand that at the end of the day, if we want what's best for kids, sometimes that means that it may not be at our place at that spot anymore in that spot. And that's okay. Because if we win, we all win. And that's going to help our program go. It's going to help our kids be able to continue to maximize their ability, But what we hope is that there's lines of communication, because there's a lot of false narratives out there too when it comes to the transfer portal. The grass ain't always greener on the other side in those spots. And some of these kids are seeing, you know, all these guys on social media, right, that go into the portal and they're getting all these offers. You know, I'll be honest with you, there's a lot that ain't getting offers. There's a lot that are about to lose scholarships, because once they get in the portal, then they don't, there's no guarantee they go come back at that point in time. And at the end of the day, what it's really hurting our young men is hurting them, keeping them, and it's making it harder for them to get a degree. And ultimately, that's what this is set up to for, is to be able to graduate young men. And we got to make sure on our end as college football coaches and college football programs that we're being honest and open and keeping lines of communication with our young men open. If not, they're going to go to somebody else. They're going to go to a side agent. They're going to go to somebody that doesn't know what's going on in this world. And that's ultimately, that's not what's best for our young men. We're in the middle of it. We know what it looks like. We want to be able to do what's best and try to help them in those spots.
And coach, I got a personal story about this. I have a cousin who transferred from a coach I have a relationship with, and he went to another school and figured out, okay, it's not going to work for me. I tried to talk to the coach who's my friend, who's my friendly with, and he told me, no, your relative left me. I don't want him back. And my relative ended up not playing well this year because he didn't get the playing time he wanted. So he screwed himself by leaving. He thought grass was greener. And now I'm having to teach him about sometimes you stay where you are. That coach, he's my friend. So he's going to take care of you your senior year. But you left on him and try to get you back in. He's like, no, I'm good. So yep. I had a personal experience myself with a family member who made a bad decision. Now he's suffering for it now.
Well, I think that's our society's become a very much a social media and a kind of a mob mentality, if you will, at times, right? Like everybody hops on a train and all of a sudden that's the right thing. And you ask half of them on the train, why are you on the train? They're, I don't know. I got on because he got on, you know, because it looked good. And you know, that's an indictment on us as a society, to be honest with you. You know, and if you ask me, that's where we got to make sure that we grow up young men. And that's why college football is so important. You know, if we don't do it, if we don't teach those values in college football, where are they learning those things? Where are they getting that piece? And what's happening is that if they don't learn it here, they're going out into society, they're going out in the workforce, they're going out to start families, and the families are in disarray. The families are broken down. When you have a breakdown of the family, we all know that that causes problems in our culture, in our society, and we got to be able to continue to be able to fight that. And I think football is a great reason to fight that piece.
And it's funny saying, coach, because you know, one of my coaches is still coaching at Clark Atlanta down the street from my house here. And just since I said, coach, things you told me as a 20-year-old punk kid, it makes sense to me now. I thank you for it, because he was hard on me, but I want to go tell him, go in his office and coach, I thank you for it, because you helped me become a man today. So I grow older, have a family, and have to have responsibilities. The things you was getting on me about 20 years ago, man, I understand them now fully.
Yeah. But I mean, when you and I were coming up, that was the norm, right? Like that's why coaches coach. That's, and they invested in us, and we had a society that allowed people to do those things, right? And now we got a society, and you know this because you're in it just like me, is we don't want anybody to be wrong, right? And it's and we don't want any authority over us, right? And you and I came up as whatever coach said, man, you better do it or you ain't gonna be out there. Yes. Right. And that's just how it was raised. And that, and now we got other situations where it's not the situation. I think you see some breakdowns in our fabric, that's for sure.
100%. I feel like Coach Harris, man. Football made me who I am today, made you who you are today. Without football, I couldn't tell you we'd be talking today for football, because football gave me discipline. It gave me a way out, gave me hope, gave me education. It gave me a platform. It gave me how to meet people. It gave me a network of people who cares about me from similar background, football. So without the game of football, man, I don't know where I would be. I feel like football is so important to us in this young men's lives, because it helps teach you skills that you need for life, not just on the field, but off the field life skills as well.
And that's exactly why, you know, that's why I get up every morning. That's why I run to work every morning, is because how cool is this that 18 to 23-year-olds, we get to be a part of their life as males. And just what you said, if we can impact 18 to 23-year-old males through the game of football, yes, we're gonna make them the best men they can be. That turns into the best football players. That's the goal, right? But we also, like you said, man, the goal is that 10 years down the road, they're still having communication. They're telling you they're getting married. They're telling you about their first kids. They're telling you about their job, and you're sharing those pieces. And so that's why I'm not okay. I'll just be honest with you. I'm not okay with saying college football is 100% business. I don't believe it has to be done that way. I think there are some business elements. There's no question about it. But I still think it matters about relationships. I still think it matters about how are we creating young men for future, and how are we equipping them to go out in this world. And that's that. I'm not willing to give up on that piece yet.
Same here, Coach. That's why I do what I do, go to high schools, talk to these high school kids, try to give them guidance and teach them, man, because I've been there. You know, I've been in their shoes already, lived there where they're going to live in college. So I'm trying to give them that advice. Like, I had an opportunity to leave my school, too, after 3 years. But right. Our loyalty, I stayed because those coaches reported to me for 3 years. And I trusted them. They knew they had their interest in mind for JR, what JR wants to do in his future. And so I'm like, football can do that for you. You have to find the right people, trust the right people. There are some fakes and phonies out here. There's some devils out here. But find the right people who really care about you, and you'll be okay. Stay grounded into your faith and into your principles, and you'll come out on the other side a better man for it.
Yeah, I mean, JR, you're exactly right. I mean, we talk about to our kids all the time, know whose you are, know where your value comes from. And what we told our kids in the first team meeting that I had with them, I told them who I am is not a football coach. What I do is a football coach. You know, who I am as a child of God, who I am as a husband, who I am as a father, and what I do is football in those pieces. And so, you know, too much in our society today, I think, is built up on a high platform, you know, and we're celebrating some of the things that are not, to me, they're not celebratory pieces, right? Like there are some guys are getting lucky in some spots and some guys get some breaks that they things worked out, but the processes aren't right. What we're trying to celebrate is the processes around here and how you do things right. And we think that starts in the classroom, in the community. Our guys got 485 hours of community service this semester here at Campbell.
Wow. And you know what, Coach? I can tell my sponsors here, this is about service, man. Like, I was at Mercer yesterday. I was at Western Kentucky on Monday. And I'll be Savannah State the later today. I feel like those who come on my show, I try to show you all, show you my face in person. Not just it's not some kind of transaction. I really do care about you all. It's just I want to make sure you all see me in person. I come support you in person. I want y'all to know that it's not about a transaction. I really care about you as people. If you give me some of your time, I do care. So what it's like to do is come down and see your practices, talk to your teams, and be around your players to give them some hope as well. Give them a little insight of what I do as a radio host so they can say, hey, maybe that's something I want to do once football ends for me.
That's right. That's right, man. It's all about giving back. You know, I feel like people have invested in my life, and I feel like kind of like you, same way, JR, people have invested in me. I feel like it's my job and my duty to invest in others.
100%, Coach. That's why I love what I do, man. Get to investigate, let people like you come on the show and talk about these kind of things. Because, see, I try to do this by show different. I don't talk about X's and O's and workouts. We're having a real-life conversation on the show today, not about X's and O's.
That's right.
It's important, but it's not important. This is more important for people to hear about these things to help maybe one person out there will hear this and say, hey, it'll change their mindset and their lives for the better. That means we both see you today in doing God's will.
Amen. Yes, sir. You preaching now. We having church now. Come on now.
Yes, Dad. We'll ask you, man, for you. How was the spring? You're trying to fix your system and getting guys into what you all do, man. So, of course, it's me meeting these new guys, man, building new bonds. I always enjoy meeting new people. So how fun have you building new bonds and putting your system, seeing guys buy into what you want to do here at Campbell going forward?
Yeah, you know, the thing we wanted to be able to show and be able to teach how we practice, because how we practice is way more important than the X's and O's of what we do at practice. And the tempo and the intensity and the focus that we have to have. We don't practice very long. The longest practice we have is about 2 hours. We're on and off, but man, we are moving for 2 hours in that spot. And so there's high intensity, a lot of reps, a lot of focus that takes time. You have to have maximum focus for 2 hours in that spot. And we had to teach that piece. And then we had to figure out what we had on campus and make sure we understand who the pieces are. That helps us understand how we, you know, morph our offense and our defense to fit the players that we have on campus. But then it also helps you understand where pieces are and where you have good pieces, where you have some deficiencies, and where you have to be able to go and be able to fill in those gaps in that spot. And so it was good. I thought the kids did a great job. I think they understand how we practice. I think they see the value in how we practice. We emphasize starting fast and finishing stronger in everything we do in our practices. And I think they're connecting the dots to what their actions are and how it performs on the football field. And if you can connect those dots, the X's and O's will take care of itself.
That's one for you, buddy. So I know we're here on the show. We love to talk about food. So what's been the coolest food spots you've had so far in your time at Campbell, man?
Hey, man, you come to North Carolina, you got to get some barbecue, right? You got to get some of that North Carolina barbecue. And, you know, I'm from Texas, so I got some strong opinions on barbecue.
100%
right?
You do.
But I tell you this, man, I've enjoyed the North Carolina barbecue, a little vinegar base right there. Put a little coleslaw on top of it, man. Man, it's pretty good eating right there with some cornbread. Get you some sweet cornbread. It's tough to beat, man. And so we got some good spots around here for sure.
100%. Well, Coach, man, good to talk to you again, buddy. I'll be looking for you this offseason, man. I'm trying to come up there and see you, man. Like I said, I'm trying to come up there that way, man. Now, I look at the schedule. Hopefully, you have some games down this way as well. So, we're trying to figure it out around about basketball stuff where I can come and see you play, man.
Come on, man. We'd love to have you. Man, Campbell's a great place. Love to get you on campus and let you look around and be around our team, talk to our kids.
Sounds good, brother. Hey, man, you have a great weekend, man. I love our chance, buddy.
Absolutely, man. I always appreciate it. Thanks for what you do for the game.
Anytime, brother.
Appreciate it.
All right.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com. Or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.